A functional assessment can often feel unfamiliar, particularly if it is your first time attending one. It is important to understand that this is not a test you can pass or fail. Rather, it is a supportive and objective process designed to identify what you can safely do at work right now. Understanding the steps before, during, and after the evaluation can help reduce stress and ensure you feel confident throughout the process. At its core, a functional assessment, sometimes referred to as a functional capacity evaluation, is an objective way to measure work capacity in a fair and structured manner. These assessments are conducted by qualified rehabilitation professionals using evidence-based methods. The goal is not to judge or question an injury, but to support safe return to work planning and the identification of suitable duties. The focus remains on functional ability and movement quality rather than pain tolerance or performance targets. These assessments usually take place once a claim has been lodged and initial medical information is available. An assessment may be requested by a rehabilitation consultant, an insurer, or an employer to clarify current work capacity, support planning for suitable duties, or review progress if recovery has changed or stalled. Being scheduled for such an assessment is a standard part of the rehabilitation process and does not imply doubt regarding your recovery or effort. There are two primary types of functional assessments used in workplace rehabilitation. The first is a physical functional assessment, which focuses on how the body moves and tolerates specific tasks. It evaluates movement quality, strength, and endurance to determine which activities are safe and which may require adjustment. This is common for musculoskeletal injuries or roles with physical demands. The second is a psychological functional assessment, which examines how an individual manages work from a cognitive and emotional perspective. This includes evaluating concentration, memory, and emotional regulation to understand how a psychosocial injury may impact work capacity and daily functioning. Qualified professionals who follow regulated standards conduct these evaluations. Physical assessments are typically performed by exercise physiologists, occupational therapists, or physiotherapists, while psychological assessments are conducted by registered psychologists. These assessors use standardized methods to measure current capacity and provide clear information that support the rehabilitation plan. During a functional assessment, the session usually begins with a discussion about your injury, symptoms, and how your condition affects your work and daily life. You will review your usual job duties and identify tasks that feel difficult. This is followed by objective tasks that reflect real work demands. For a physical assessment, this might include sitting, standing, bending, or lifting. The assessor observes how these movements are performed, focusing on quality rather than speed or force. For a psychological evaluation, the evaluator explores practical areas such as attention, memory, and how you manage routine tasks or work pressures. Safety is the guiding principle of every session. You are encouraged to speak up if you feel uncomfortable, and tasks can be adjusted, paused, or stopped at any time. You will not be asked to push through pain or perform unsafe movements. The process is collaborative and provides a snapshot of your safe function within your current capacity. After the assessment, the findings are turned into practical next steps. These results clarify what you can do safely and identify where support or adjustments are needed. This information helps determine suitable duties and hours, which may include modified tasks or a staged increase in workload. These findings are shared transparently with you, your employer, your insurer, and your treating doctor to ensure everyone is aligned. This shared understanding leads to a structured return to work plan with clear expectations and review points. To prepare for your assessment, it is recommended to wear comfortable clothing and shoes that allow for easy movement, similar to what you would wear for daily activities or work. You should bring any requested medical reports or certificates. It is important to be honest about your symptoms and limitations. Providing clear information helps the assessor understand your real capacity. You should avoid pushing through discomfort and feel free to ask questions throughout the session to reduce anxiety and ensure accurate results. Rehabilitation providers, such as Oz Rehab, play a central role throughout this timeline. Before the assessment, they provide clear explanations of the process to reduce uncertainty. During the process, they ensure the appropriate assessor is involved. Following the evaluation, they help translate the findings into a realistic return-to-work plan, liaising with insurers, employers, and doctors to maintain clear communication. Ongoing rehabilitation support ensures that recovery continues alongside these assessments, preventing delays and supporting long-term well-being. In summary, a functional assessment is a structured step designed to help you move forward with clarity. It focuses on safety and sustainable recovery, ensuring that your return to work journey is based on objective evidence and your current abilities. If you have questions regarding the duration or the presence of a support person, most assessments take between 90 minutes and 3 hours, and you are welcome to bring a support person if it makes you feel more comfortable. Remember that these results complement medical opinions and are used strictly to support your rehabilitation and safe participation in the workplace. This concludes the guide on functional assessments. Professional support remains available to assist you in every stage of your recovery and return to work plan.